Are you sure? I'm sorry, of course you are. Well, I would appreciate that, yes. Thank you.
Barn?
86 says they haven't seen him in Brooklyn.
Well, he can't just vanish off the face of the earth.
What?
Bernice.
What? Who vanished off the face of the earth?
The pterodactyl. About 11 million years ago. We were all just talking about it.
Barney? Has he shown up?
No, he hasn't. But he will, Bernice. He will.
I'm so worried about him. The way he acted last night. And then today.
Last night?
Last night. He didn't sleep. He didn't sleep all night. He just walked. And the things he said. Barney, I'm so frightened.
No. Come on, Bernice. There's nothing to be frightened about.
He's a jolly good fellow. Boy, he's a jolly good fellow.
Come on, everybody. What do you say?
Right, he's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow.
Where's Fish?
He hasn't shown up yet.
I was afraid of that.
Why were you afraid of that?
I got the old gut feeling, a butterfly in the stomach, you know, clammy hands.
Inspector, you know Mrs. Fish?
How do you do, Miss?
Oh,
Mrs. Fish, of course. Hello, Frank Luger. How are you?
What do you think happened?
Not one thing happened to him. You take my word. He'll show up. He probably got stuck in traffic. Something like that. Don't you think, Barney?
Something like that.
Sure. Oh, Phil Fish ain't the kind of man that's gonna fall apart in the face of tragedy.
Barney?
He's all right, Bernice. He's all right. He probably had a lot on his mind, and he wanted to take the time to think it out. Just sit down, relax, take it easy.
Maybe he's in a hospital.
Now, look, if anything had happened, we would have heard about it.
Yeah, we got the whole precinct out looking for him.
What's gonna happen to him, Mrs. F., I give you my word. Fish was one of the greatest ones, wasn't he, Barney?
Right.
Last of a dying breed.
Thank you, Inspector.
My pleasure.
Bernice, why don't you wait in my office? It'll be more comfortable.
Along with Bob, Bernie. Catches eye, you know, sooner or later.
Thank you,
Inspector. Sooner
or later
what? Sooner or later,
he'll be here. He'll be here.
Sure, babe, I just wait. Scuts the name, huh? But driving a man, earning his livelihood.
Retirement's a fact of life, Inspector.
How old are you?
29.
Yeah, his name is Fish. Philip K. Fish. He's 63 years old, but he looks a lot older.
Build? He hasn't got one.
Good morning, Harry. Hey, Frankers. Barney? Nick?
Fish.
Well, Joe, good morning.
Morning, Fish.
La 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 la.
Where do you think he's been, Martin? He's just walking around?
I don't know.
Just seems like he's acting kind of weird, you know?
Fish, the way you were talking last night, the mood you were in.
Don't talk me to my neck, Benice.
I'm sorry. Why didn't you call?
There was no reason for me to call anybody.
But I was worried about you.
We were all a little worried about you, Fish.
I'm sorry I was late, Bonnie. I decided to walk to work today.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Safer than Subway.
If anything ever happened to you...
Well, we all have work to do. I know I do.
Hey, Fish,
I know you do.
Benice, I got a lot of work to do.
I'll meet you back here and we'll go home together.
Wonderful.
5 o'clock.
I'll be looking forward to it.
I don't care what you do to me. They may violate the flesh, but they'll never destroy the human spirit.
Fish, what's the matter with that man?
He's crazy.
That's terrible.
Don't make judgments.
Goodbye, everybody, and thank you.
Your kind will never win.
Look, would you just empty your pockets, please?
Cologne.
What do you call me?
Clone.
What is that, light brown?
Clone is a progeny produced without sex. Copies of human beings, artificially created.
Who, me?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that.
What do we got here?
It's Edward Sellers, Captain. He was trying to pull down those security, you know, television cameras at Hampton Supermarket.
You can't watch all of us. We'll beat you in the end. You can't see into our hearts and into our souls.
Those cameras are only meant to protect the store owners from shoplifters.
Ah, come on, Captain. Whatever you are. We know why they're up there, don't we? To weed us out from the ones who have been changed. To find the pocket of resistance. Those of us who are still normal.
He was in a lettuce bin when we got him.
I will not have that operation.
Operation?
They'll have to kill me first.
I'll call the Twinkie Mobile.
Harris, let's watch those euphemisms, huh?
Sure, Barney.
You want me to book him, Captain?
No, just get the information. Fill out a transfer slip to Bellevue. Mm-hmm.
Bellevue? That's where they do the operations.
Take it easy.
That's where they do the operations, isn't it?
Nobody's going to hurt you. Just give all that information to Detective Dietrich about the cameras.
Bellevue? This is Harris over at the 12th. We've got a customer for the Enchanted Kingdom.
Arnie, the Stankman's at a liquor store down the street.
All right, Harris, Wojo.
Hi, guy. Yeah?
What do you just came in. Why don't you relax a while?
I am relaxed.
Wojo.
Nick.
Yeah?
I can't find that file I was working on, the Hinman case.
Oh, I just filed it. You want me to dig it out for you?
No, that's all right. I probably won't get to it till Monday anyway.
I'm for telling him.
Now, just hold on a minute. Are you trying to tell me that Fish doesn't know this is his last day at work? That he doesn't know he's retiring today?
It's possible. The whole idea may be so painful that the mind relegates it to the subconscious. You see, Harris, the human psyche can handle just so much painful information. So it produces a type of self-induced phobic amnesia.
You believe that?
It's possible. Sometimes reality is so traumatic that the unconscious rejects it completely. And fantasy becomes reality.
Thank you, Dietrich. Thank you. You have some work to do?
I don't believe we've met.
Hello? Hello?
Who are you?
I've been watching you.
It's not necessary.
You're really not like the others.
That's from my father's side of the family.
Talk to me, please. Talk to me.
Mr. Sellers, is there something I can do for you?
You know the difference between a real person and a clone.
I don't think so.
It's the vocal cords. Clones can't talk up here. Up here like this? Only human people can.
Mr. Sellers.
Talk to me! Talk to me!
Sit down, Sellers, will you?
Hello.
Get in there, don't be a wise guy.
I'm not a wise guy. I'm just scared.
How'd it go?
It was going beautiful until these guys showed up.
Gerald Sanders, Bonnie. Robbed the liquor store on 14th Street.
Yeah, I really should have been there, Barn. Guy came out just as we got there, and old Fish chased him down a street and jumped on him and introduced him to the sidewalk.
That guy almost broke my arm.
Yeah, he was fighting like a tiger.
Where'd you book him?
No. I'll do it.
That old guy really loves his work, don't he?
Old guy? Get over here. I'll give you old guy. Shut up! As long as there's punks out there like you, I'll be here in this room and at that desk. So you watch yourself.
Fish?
Old guy. When I'm too old to take care of a guy like you...
Fish,
and...
can I see my office, sir, a minute?
38 years on the force. Seen a million punks like that. And I'll see a million more, right?
Over here.
That guy's not normal.
Oh?
You believe a punk like that? What's this world coming to?
Well... just keeps changing, changing, changing.
So it's a good thing to have some of us around to keep a balance, huh?
You've done a very good job. Got a lot to be proud of.
Thanks. I better get in there and finish processing that.
No, come on, Woodrow, take care of it. Sit down.
Where were you? Sit down. There's a lot of other work.
Look, we can take a few minutes to talk, can't we? Come on.
Sure. What about?
You and me, this and that. But all the things that good friends have worked together for 18 years talk about.
If I don't finish, I'm going to have to work late on Monday, Barney.
There is no work on Monday.
If I don't finish...
There is no more work. You are retiring today.
No, Bonnie. You got it all wrong. I'm not retiring so fast.
Fish, I know it's painful. Maybe it's even unfair. But you've got to face the reality. That is the reality. You've got to face it. Otherwise, you're going to wind up like a Twinkie in the cage out there.
Fish, you've earned the right to do something else, to do what you want, to do what you enjoy doing.
Anyway, I walked here from Brooklyn. I had a lot of time to think things over. And you know the kind of trouble this city is in. And you know
how hard it is to get good men, Barney.
The rules say you have to retire at 63.
Rules are made by men. And rules can be changed by men. I know the commissioner. We've known each other for 20 years. And I'm going to have a talk with him. Talk to him. And then everything is going to be all right.
This is not the last day of your life, Fish.
I'm a man with a record, Barney. You think they're going to force me out? Not me! A man with my experiences, my commendations, not me. Not me.
Oh, he's a jolly good fellow. Oh, he's a jolly good fellow. He's a jolly good fellow.
Nobody can.
What the hell is going on here? Huh? They told me downstairs he was up here.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do? You went ahead and had the party without me? Huh? Well, he's a jolly good... there he is. Detective Sergeant Philip K. Fish. Had the pleasure of shaking your hand. Ah,
why not? Get over there. I'll finish with him.
Sure, Fish. Yeah.
Your last bust, huh, Fish?
Yep.
You should be honored.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, we'll bring him down right away. Captain, ambulance is downstairs for Mr. Sellers.
All right, take him down.
Gee, all right, time to go, Mr. Sellers.
Not the operation! You'll have to tell me!
Mr. Sellers, we want to help you.
You'll have to drag me out of here. That's the only way you'll get me there.
Don't worry, it'll be all right. This way, Mr. Sellers.
Thank God. Thank God.
I'm going to put you in a cage.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Fish.
Hello, Fish.
It's almost time.
In a minute, I've got some work to do.
No rush.
Hello, Bernice.
I brought up Mrs. Fish.
I noticed, Levitt.
I also wanted to pay my last respects.
Wish him luck.
Wish him luck. Let's say goodbye to Sergeant Fish.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled.
Bonnie, I'm going to clear out my desk.
Present. Get the present.
It's the cake and the punch, the horns and all that stuff for the party.
I thought you were going to bring
it. Well, it seems it's 38 years after the hour. So I guess it's time to go.
Now,
Martha. Bernice. Fish. Everybody, everybody in the whole building chipped in on this. Got this for you.
What is it?
I don't know. That was Bojo's department.
I guess I'll know when I open it.
Mr. Sellers on his way to Bellevue.
Very well done.
Gotta know how to talk to people like that.
What is it?
It's a New York City municipal bond.
Oh, my God.
A New York City municipal bond?
Yeah. Hey, it's
It's worth $1,000 when it matures.
If it matures. In 1997, I would have been 83.
Well, you can always cash it in early.
Yeah, it'd be pretty embarrassing.
We can wait.
Well, next watch will be on any minute.
We need to take everything down to the car. I'll be down in a minute.
I'll take you down, Mrs. Fish.
Thank you, Leavitt.
My privilege. He's a wonderful man.
I know. He's my husband.
Oh, I was speaking professionally.
Dietrich. It's yours.
Thank you. And I want to say that I'm very grateful for having had the chance to work with and learn from one of the best. Of course, the desk.
Desk what?
Nothing. I'll treasure it.
Thank you, Dietrich. Inspector, it's been a pleasure working under you.
Fish, I salute you.
Yeah. Nick?
Bill.
You take care of yourself.
You too.
And Harris, I got a feeling you're not going to be around here too much longer either. Any day, you're going to become a very famous big-time writer.
I suppose.
Fish, there's something I want to say to you.
My very wife. Barney. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Bernice is waiting.
Fish,
Oh, sorry.
Won't be needing this anymore.
You haven't been around my house lately.